This is short version of Sci Center, September 8, 2024.
Hi everybody, hi Satyan. Tonight I would like to dig deeper into the teaching about the formless, the distinction between that and form. I have a quote from Baba and a quote from Sat. They are incredibly resonate and they relate to each other in my understanding. So I will read them and then we can discuss. First, Baba's quote. In this context, one has to understand the implications of oneness with the divine. One desires to merge in God and achieve moksha, or liberation. How is this to be secured? God is formless. He is the source of all energy. He is effulgent. How is one to realize such an omnipotent divinity? Water can integrate with water. Air can combine with air. Fire can merge with fire. As God is formless, to become one with God, we have to become formless. What does this imply? It means that we have to get rid of the attachment to the body. This is achieved through dhyana or meditation, while retaining attachment to the body, one cannot hope to achieve oneness with God merely by praying for it. You have to become formless to realize the formless divine. As God is the embodiment of effulgence, you have to make your life effulgent to experience God. Now Sat's quote, when you are in silence, you are with the formless self. When you need the form, you are with your own formful self. Because it is all the self, so even when your attention is on your guru's body, it is really on your own reality. What part of these quotes resonate the most with your experiences?
A few people share their understanding and experiences regarding this quote, and Sat says,
first, when Baba refers to formless God, you have to be formless. He's talking about your reality, not a God that is someplace that if you're formless, you get to it. Please hear me out. It is not saying, in order for me to be with a formless God, I have to be formless. No. In order to realize your reality, the mind has to subside. Because the mind is the movement on the screen of your reality. So in order to see the screen in the theater, the projector has to stop showing the pictures. And that is when you see the screen. A screen is never not me, never not you. But the movement on it secures the vision of the reality that you and I are. When Baba says water merges in water and becomes one, it's absolutely true. When you are with the movement, you are the movement. When you are with the base, you are the base. And of course, the base does not have words to explain, so it must be silence. So we should not let our mind make it complicated. Again, something too rich is something to settle down. It is not something to change. It is not something to move. It's something to settle down. And what I mean by us settling down means transferring the energy of mixing to energy of passive staying. You see, the screen in the movie is a passive staying. That's why it's able to show everything on it. And so I really like Baba's quote. It's very, very profound. And if we don't understand it, we make it more complicated, something to really have to struggle to get to. Is a lack of a struggle is the reality of us. Is a lack of an anxiety and fear is our reality. So is opposite of wanting to reach a state is letting go of other states that are temporary.
I have a question for Sat. Is everyone kind of thirsty for the truth, even if they don't know it? And the closer we are to the truth, the more effulgent we are. Can you say that about everybody, or is that wrong?
No, it is not wrong. Any desires has its roots to some sort of wanting release, whether it's in form of joy, peace, freedom, or possessing more comfort and plenty food. It is being misinterpreted by our mind because the mind is a very material quality. And we seek it, of course, in different avenue through our own ignorance. And until this ignorance gets ripened for wanting the true meaning of life, the reincarnation continues, even though everything comes up of that main, the mother desire to go back home. And those of us that are on the Zoom live stream or in the room, Baba's room, we had enough going and coming and enough merit in the past lives, according to Rabu Gita, that now we have gotten to the point that we say, we did not find stability, permanent joy, and peace. And I want something that I can stand on and is not taken away from me. And so I would say our number is up. In other words, it's our turn, and we can't force other people to have their turn. They need to ripen in their own. Baba gives a very good example. He says, a fruit tree, not every fruit gets to be ripened. Most of them fall off the tree before they are ripened and ready to be eaten. So there is an incredible gratefulness in this lifetime for all of us that we have tasted the bitterness of this going and coming, then now we really want a stable home. And not knowing that the stable home is who we are is not where we go and what we do for getting it. So, yes and no. You can wander around wanting joy from your neighbor, wanting joy from your partner, wanting peace from your surrounding. But eventually, you have to turn the lens toward the reality rather than the temporary. Temporary is also comes out of the reality. In other words, it's not separated from reality. It's just is not permanent. It's changing.
I was driving the other day and I was thinking about Baba and just my inner self and how I could understand the words of Jesus now because of what I've learned. And I had this such a peace come over me and I felt like I was home. And I realized, like, I'm just driving in my car. Just driving to another house, but I'm home right now, and I really felt it, and then I really thought of this.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. You were with the formless you. You were with your formless you because you inspire you by thinking about your beloved and the teaching of your beloved and getting it, understanding it. And you went beyond the form. You contemplated on the form and his words, and then you went beyond the form of yourself and your guru. Eventually, everything is about the self, and we are all marching toward the self, untouched by, sorry about my language, bullshit. And that does not mean that we don't do our duty, we don't work, we don't attend to a household duty. It has nothing to do with that, is what happens within you while you're doing all of that. That indicates how ripened you are.
Sachin, thanks to you, we now know how to live by the grace, even doing the householder things.
Yes, is by association with your reality that is called God. The more we associate with the silence when the thinker and the thoughts have settled down. The more grace our being is, what is grace? Perfection in imperfect situations.
Can say for me, not a day goes by that I don't see it. This perfection. That would have been so many situations that could have been totally intolerable or disastrous, and they just seem okay, this is gonna pass. Next.
Your vision has changed from chaos vision and ignorant vision to a settled vision, a vision that is not moved by every breeze. That's ripening. I would like to invite all of you have the trust meditation in the forefront. If there is any possibility for all of you to do that, I would really appreciate at this time. I feel like trust meditation is a very, very good and useful tool, not only for ourselves, but for our surrounding, for the world, for the love that we like to spread.